Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And the podcasts are archived on Studio A, the radio station, 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. Evenings, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7, the first hour of each day's program, plays on 1360 AM radio in Johnstown, Colorado. Okay, quite a bit happening in the Middle East. Possible future attempts to assassinate Donald Trump. Just your basic everyday news. You know, I was a bad man. I have to confess. My wife has been out of town, so I am fending for myself. So I was out shopping last night, and I walked by the Hostess cupcake section, and there they were. Hostess cupcakes, orange flavored. But I engaged my will and I walked away. But guess what was next to that section, or to that stand, or to that display? Hostess snowballs. The pink ones. Well, what I did is I went ahead and bought a pack, but I'm doing really good because the last time I bought pink snowballs was in 2021. I worked at McDonald's. I did, back in the 60s, I did work at McDonald's. But I, working here at the station in the evenings, in the afternoons, late afternoons, I'd worked at Walmart in Lafayette. And I rushed from the station after the program, got to work, punched in, didn't have enough time to get a dinner or something for a break. At break time, I had 15 minutes, so it had to be something fast. So I headed over toward the burrito and the sandwich, the frozen fruit food area, and I walked by the Cheetos. I thought, yeah, I'll just get Cheetos. So I picked up a bag of Cheetos. That's pretty healthy. And there were the snowballs right behind that display, the pink snowballs. I took a bag. I thought, well, that'll get me through the break. So I took Cheetos and snowballs, went back to the break room, got a cola, and started eating Cheetos, take a bite of the snowball, more Cheetos, another bite of the snowball. Fabulous. Take a drink of the cola, another bite of Cheetos, snowball. It was just kind of a routine, soft drink. I got back to the register. Man, I was putting people through that line like you couldn't believe. Grab something, scan it, bink, put it in the bag. Grab, scan, bink, put it in the bag. Bink, 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 bink. Boy, I'm getting people through that line. And last night, while my wife is away, I went down to Sprouts. Broccoli, cauliflower, carrots. So I've been steaming the three items for the last couple of days. Great, great dinner. I like it. But last night I had to incorporate a snowball. And boy, I know my wife is going to find out. Then I know what she's going to say. She told me when she left, eat healthy. Well, I was eating healthy. I didn't have a cola. But I'm still wound up from that snowball last night. I had two of them. I couldn't resist. I got out of the Walmart parking lot. I had to ate one before I got home. Had my dinner, butter on top of all those vegetables. Fabulous. Little salt. and then dessert. I know what she's going to say when she gets back, Ricky. But I thought I better tell you because all the friends are going to tell her. So I thought I would confess before she gets home. Cactus, oh my goodness. So anyhow, that's where I'm going to begin. I'm still a little wound up. We're going to go to a break. But in the meantime, there's still talk about future attempts to assassinate Donald Trump. There probably will be. They won't stop. They, the deep state, and it's not the deep, it's dark state. Dark meaning hidden in witchcraft state. The witchcraft state of America. The sorcerers, astrologers, the magicians of America. They want Donald Trump, if not dead, they want him out. They're going to get their way, and they don't realize that it's going to mean their doom, because who's the one who's coming, Adolf Hitler talked about the one who is coming. Adolf Hitler, before he departed to Argentina, told his secretary, "I am not the one." People were thinking that Hitler was the Prince of Darkness. They were thinking that he was the Antichrist of the end of the world. Hitler said, "No, I'm not the one." But he told the secretary, "Wait for the one that is coming. She's dead. But the one that is coming, that's the one that the world is waiting for, that Hitler talked about. That one will come. The one who Hitler said, wait for him. He's coming." I don't know if I mentioned that Trump is not going to win the election, but at the same time, Donald Trump, though they may try, they will not assassinate him. He must stay in this race a little while longer. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Be careful when you're out. All I'm going to do is tell my wife it was a demon. The demon got me. The snowball, the pink snowball demon got me. Concerning Trump, this was out of the All News Pipeline 3 days ago. An argument can be made that the Trump assassins were off-the-book U.S. intelligence assets. It explains how they had forehand knowledge of security protocols. And both Routh and Crooks had knowledge of the security. Routh is staked out at the golf club 12 hours before. And Crooks also had a plan, you know, and knew that the building where he would eventually shoot from would make a great sniper nest. And cell phone data put Crooks near the Butler Fairgrounds 20 minutes roughly before everything developed. So the agencies, the newer agencies, like the ones that took out President Kennedy, trying to take out Trump. Yeah, a different group, though. Completely different. Different people. Especially this time, these are the globalists. These are the New World Order agencies. Maybe retired. Are they going to continue to attempt to assassinate him? If they can't assassinate him, there's going to be other ways. They'll use bombs. But Donald Trump is going to continue through this election season, through this time to the election. Should he be elected, he won't take office. They won't allow it. They are the shadow government. They are the deep state, the dark state. All of the agencies that are involved in continuity of government. The Defense Department, corporations, NGOs. But remember, the NGOs are really government organizations too. They're NGGOs, non-government organizations. They are just like, you know, a cat. Whether it's gray or white, it's still a cat. You have a gray cat that has gray and white, it's still a cat. The coat is gray and white. Non-government organizations are government organizations. But they're supposedly separate from government. They're not. That's a deep state. That's part of the shadow government. They are part of the shadow government. They are part of the what are the three letters? Continuity of government. Everything, anything that is a threat to national security, which I don't know of anything that isn't a threat to national security. drought is a threat to national security. Famine. Bad weather. Inclement weather. Donald Trump. Conservatives. Non-conservatives. Republicans. Democrats. They're a threat to national security. The Democrat people, the voters, they don't realize that they're a future threat to national security. They don't know it. They don't believe they are. But they will be as the economy continues to tank. Eventually, they're going to begin to protest, just like the conservatives. And then they will become a threat to national security. They don't know it yet. Another threat to national security is the war in the Middle East, to a degree. Now, in the last 18 hours, Israel upped its campaign in Lebanon. They targeted at 1,200 to 1,500 more terrorist sites, whether it be rocket launchers, rockets of some type, munitions, stockpiles, and 1,350 targets just in the last 18 hours. And there's a possibility that, another 2 to 3 commanders were also killed, eliminated. There's a possibility that the individual that took over the head of Hamas is now their commander, Yahya Sinwar, who took over Ismail Haniyeh's position. He may have been eliminated also. There is talk, and Israel is going to confirm it. When these strikes take place in the Gaza, especially when the Hamas troops are moved out, Israel goes in and they collect DNA. If they can't find bodies, they collect the DNA. And then through the DNA matching, they find out who has been eliminated. A lot of times they don't find anything. But they're going to look for reports out of Lebanon with Hezbollah, because there will be chat. There'll be chatter within Lebanon, chatter within Syria, and also chatter that will get back to Iran. If Yahya Sinwar has been eliminated, we're going to know shortly. At this point, Israel is saying there's a possibility. They're not confirming it. They're not denying it. If this is true, then Gaza, it is complete. It is over. Israel has now taken the northern part of Gaza, and it is moving to the south, toward the Egyptian border, as they continue to take more territory. This is forcing the women and children, they have no exit to the north. They have no exit to the east. The only exit is to the west, into the ocean, into the Mediterranean, or south into Egypt. It's going to be Egypt. The women and the children, God says in the prophecy in Psalm 83, God wants these people to know him, to meet him, to trust in him. If they don't, then they will die in battle. They will be eliminated. But the women and the children, these are the ones that the Lord is going to protect. Israel is very careful whenever it goes in to bomb a building. If there are terrorists in the building, they wait to see if the civilians are at a distance. But there's going to be casualties. But when these commanders and these troops, these terrorists gather, Israel has an opportunity. Israel will take that opportunity to eliminate them. But now Israel is pressing down from the north, and there's no way to go except into Egypt. Egypt does not want these people. This is one thing that Trump just stated here a couple of days ago. These people, there's an outcry that these people need refuge. They need to be taken to other nations. Trump said they're not coming here. They're not coming to the United States. Even these little children that are 5 years of age, the hatred that has been pressed into them toward Israel and the Jewish people, it will take years to deprogram them, if possible. 5 years of age, they're full of hate toward the Jewish people, and they carry that hate throughout their lives. Trump said, no refugees from Gaza to the U.S. They'll be angry. They'll be very angry. Anger pent up is like nitroglycerin. They come here with their hatred, just as bad as being there with their hatred. Now, there's also talk that if Israel continues to push into Lebanon, which it's going to do, it's already targeting targets up in Beirut to northern Lebanon. Israel is going to push. They're not going to be stopped. Netanyahu said they are going to continue this battle, this conflict, until Hamas is completely neutralized and Lebanon can be given back to the Lebanese government. And the Jewish to their homes. This is good for the economy. It's good for the morale of the Israeli people. It works in every way. They can get back to life. They can get back to rebuilding. It keeps them moving in the direction that God said they would. They were going to be established, eventually dwell in peace for a short period of time. And they're going to move back into their homes, but Israel is going to take out all of these southern Lebanon targets, where they have their mortars, missiles, the troops are stationed, the weapons are stored, they're taking them out. They're going to move them. There's an area in more toward the north. It's kind of like a demarcation line, that if they can get them beyond that line, keep the terrorists out of being south of that line, the Jewish people can move back into their homes. And that is going to happen. Podcasts will be on 1360khnc.com, to the PET podcast section, the Present Truth site. I'll continue in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I'm listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. And our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
9/11. The Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Present Truth, weekdays 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The first hour airs at 6 to 7, Monday through Friday on 1360 AM Radio, Johnstown, Colorado. And the podcast, 1360KHNC.com. I know that you want to know the truth. And you want to know how is everything... How are these things with the war in Israel working out? How does this all fit in Bible prophecy? I don't know if I've ever mentioned that the Gaza war is in the book of Psalms, chapter 83. And it is the war of the region against family members related to Israel and enemies, nations that have always been hostile to Israel. And hostile individuals within the nation of Israel in the West Bank and in the Gaza Strip. Israel, there's a curfew in some areas of Israel, especially the West Bank. There's limited to travel because the West Bank is full of terrorists. And Israel, for a week, there's going to be a lockdown. because Israel in the next week is going to continue this campaign in Lebanon. They have known where many of these munition dumps are. They know where these rockets have been stored. These are missiles. These things are 16 foot long. Some longer than that. In garages, stored in buildings, in people's homes. Israel, with their intelligence, they know where these sites are. That's why they were able to hit 1,250 sites in the last 18 hours. They know where they are. They've waited for the right time. 3 months ago, 4 months ago, I said that Israel would be bogged down or forced to continue to take out these battalions in Gaza before it would go north. They've pretty much taken out the battalions in the Gaza Strip. They're cleaning up. There are little groups here and there, but that's about it. Still hiding in the tunnels. But Israel has been secure with their intelligence, locating where they're hiding the missiles, the rockets, the launchers, where these terrorists, they don't really congregate 3-4 at a time, 5 at a time. But now with the brilliant strategy that Israel had with taking out about 4,000 of these people, these terrorists with these pagers, if they're not dead, they're maimed, they're still in the hospital, they're going to be out of commission for quite a while. So Israel is going to, in the next week, because of the lockdown, I believe, in the West Bank, this is saying that Israel is going to continue to hit Lebanon very severely. Very. They're going to continue to knock out any threat so that the Jewish people can move back into their homes in northern Israel. America right now, we are using Israel. We're supplying Israel. There's talk that maybe the U.S., if Israel pushes too hard, and if the escalation just begins to go more regional into Syria, into Jordan, the United States may suspend some of their assistance with financing, intel, weapons. I don't think so. Psalm 83 doesn't say that. Psalm 83 makes it clear that Israel will have everything needed militarily in every way that pertains to war to win this war, this regional war. So the United States is going to continue to fund, assist in any way with world opinion. America right now, we cannot really take a step into the Middle East right now, because that is something that's going to happen in the future, short months, half a year out, but not right now. You want some intel? I'll give you a little intel. We need troops, first of all. This is why the law has been passed for conscription, the new conscription laws for the young men in the United States. Women also have to register. We're not moving into the Middle East until we have taken these men into basic training, trained them for war. That's not going to happen just yet. And there's an individual that's going to take them to the coming wars. And the individual is in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, verse 2. I looked, and I saw there a white horse, whose rider carried a bow, and a crown was given him, and he rode forth conquering and to conquer. This is the individual that's going to replace Donald Trump. This individual comes out of the United States of America. He leads the armies of America to war in the Middle East and internationally. The one that replaces Donald Trump in this election and replaces Kamala Harris, neither of the two will take position as president. The other individual is the rider of the white horse. And does he know who he is? I assume he does. His name is Barack Obama. Does he know that that is what he is to do? That he's in the Bible? I assume he does. But the Bible makes it clear that this individual comes from a great empire at the end of the world, or at the end of the time where Satan rules the world. And that individual will begin wars to finish out a final 8-year period before Christ returns. And the rider of the white horse, Barack Obama, he's not ready to take armies into the Middle East just yet. The time is coming, but not yet. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez. I don't know if I had told you the story before, but I thought it's time for you to know.
This is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Need pain relief? Gresca's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm.
There's the world wants to know the truth, so I thought I better tell the truth. The rider of the white horse has a name, Barack Obama, comes from a great empire, the United States, Time for the Christian people to wake up. Christ said that the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. The children of light steep themselves in religion, not in reality. The children of the world, they don't have anything to depend on except for their natural given abilities and reason. They're wiser than the children of light. This is what Christ himself said. This is what Christ said. The rider of the white horse. For this audience, now you know his name. Barack Obama. And he can't go to war just yet. He has to take power first. He has to return to power. Donald Trump is his political season is over. Kamala, she's destined also for the landfill of history. This is just the truth. In this election, the whole world is, the nations of the world, the leaders of the world especially, and the Europeans, the conservatives in all of the European nations, in Canada, Mexico, not so much. They are watching this election because if Trump is elected, if it would have been possible for him to be put in position again as president of this country, the nations of the world, I guarantee you, would rejoice. The people of America would rejoice. Because the war machine would be mothballed. Xi Jinping, Trump would sit down with Xi and tell him that you're going to pay your fair share if you're going to trade with the U.S. We're not going to go to war. You stay out of Taiwan. Everything will be copacetic. With Zelensky and Putin, there will be, Donald Trump will tell the NATO nations, I'm cutting all of your funding. I'm cutting not only your funding, I'm cutting off all American weapons and technology. It's all being cut off. I'll cut off Germany. I'll cut off France. I'll cut off any nation that is aggressive toward Russia. This is why the leaders of the nations of the world want Donald Trump. But we've got a problem. Revelation chapter 6, verse 2. There is a rider on a horse, a white horse, who's going to take the nation to war. America is going to war. This is why the conscription law is passed, basically. Registration of the American youth this next year. Because America is going to war with the world. Because of a gorilla named Godzilla. Not Godzilla. King Kong. King Kong is getting stronger. The multipolar BRICS nations, the new international world order is de-dollarizing. That is the King Kong in the economic world. It is put a hurt on the United States. It has put a hurt on trade. No one wants the American dollars. They don't want the American notes, treasury notes. They know two things. America's demise has begun on one hand, and these nations are beginning to rise up together, and this means war between these two economic systems. All of the nations that will work with the BRICS concept, with a multipolarity, these nations are enemies of America. And the rider of the white horse, he's coming to destroy them. But first he needs his army. This is why the conscription. Does he know? Does this individual know? I assume he probably does. I think that those around him in the occult have basically told him, you're the one. Adolf Hitler said that there's someone coming. I'm not the one, but there's someone coming. Wait for him. Is there anything we can do about it? No. We have to let prophecy must be fulfilled. But in the meantime, the United States is going to continue to help Israel, because Israel right now is the nation that is going to keep Islam and the extreme terrorists in check in the region. I'll be back to finish out the first hour podcast on 1360KHNC.com. The first hour airs again tonight at 6 p.m. on 1360 AM Radio, Johnstown, Colorado. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer, or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it, and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693, or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Also out of the Middle East, China This is out of Hal Turner Radio, the radio show. China is calling its citizens in Israel to leave. Israel is telling the CCP members in the nation of Israel to return home immediately. Hal said that this was yesterday. China sent shockwaves around the world by issuing an urgent directive to any of its citizens in Israel to leave immediately. All of the CCP members have got to leave Israel. China, Russia, Iran, they're all brothers in arms. They must know something is about to come for them to tell the people of Israel to leave. To tell their people to leave Israel. Everyone else is telling their citizens to leave Lebanon, but China is telling the turtles, leave Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu. Now we know the name of the commander, the king of Israel, that is going to fulfill the prophecy in Psalm 83. His name is Benjamin Netanyahu. God has been training him since before, at the end of the last century, just like Vladimir Putin. The same with God preparing Donald Trump. Vladimir Putin, trained by God to make China, to make Russia great. Benjamin Netanyahu, trained by God, and I know he knows it, to make Israel, to give Israel the victory over all these ancient enemies from 3,700 years ago, these enemies of Israel and the families that come down through the generations. Benjamin Netanyahu, there's not going to be anyone, no, there will be no one in his government or the nations that will stop him and interfere with complete, total victory in this regional war in Psalm 83. Does he know who he is? Yes. He is, you know, there's the possibility of criminal prosecution against Benjamin Netanyahu for, I don't know what it is he's being accused of. But in the meantime, in spite of that, God trained him, and he has the support now of more of the Jewish people. He has the support of the people in northern Israel. They want their homes back, and he said, this is what we're going to do, and nothing is going to stop it. He is the greatest king, in modern times, the greatest prime minister that Israel has had. Greater, I believe, than Ben-Gurion. Menachem Begin is right up there at the top. But no one like Benjamin Netanyahu. This man is the King David of modern times. And when this war is done, I'm not sure they're going to honor him. That's just the way people are. They're fickle. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I will be back for hour two in a few minutes. Podcast 1360KHNC.com. Podcast section, Present Truth site.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value.